Second coming that you're running deep inside. Everything's gonna be just fine. Don't you worry, don't pay no mind. Getting action, guessing the attraction. Second coming that you're running deep inside. Everything's gonna be just fine. Don't you worry, don't pay no mind. Getting action, guessing the attraction. Second coming that you're running deep inside. Everything's gonna be just fine. Don't you worry, don't pay no mind. Getting action, guessing the attraction. Second coming that you're running deep inside.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own as usual. And, well, tonight's show is going to be much more along the lines of what, well, you're used to listening to. It's going to be a mix of some tunes and a bit of chat in the middle with, well, some rundowns of gigs and stuff going on and a bit of news and on releases and things like that of those particular genres. And I opened the show there with Stromcone with Catastrophe from the Dead Letters EP. That is their most recent release, which is a good little release. It's a shame it's kind of short and covers some material they've already released from a while back. But that's one of the new tracks, and that's still very, very good. And it's a sign that there's new stuff coming, which always makes me incredibly excited. So that's always very good. That's about it for the intro. I think I'm just going to go piling on straight into some tunes. This is a band called Continues, which is a band I'm kind of just getting into at the moment. They're kind of new-ish, but this is from last year when they played the Kinetic Festival over in Canada, which is just about to come round again, and I'm sadly not getting over there this year for this one as well. But I'll hopefully get there next year, maybe. Depends on the on the lineup, but we'll wait and see. But I could be very tempted to get back out there because it's a good little festival. Anyway, here's some Continues.
Continues. stainless case, in a safe deposit box, in a cellar room, behind steel. Memories from my old life, letters and notes from a radiant wife. You stole the color from day, the words of my tongue, the breath from my lungs, and it's time that you pay. Time that you pray.
Thank you.
That was Cypherdyne with All the Things She Said, a cover of the classic Tattoo track, if you remember those kind of pop bands from a few years ago. And that I managed to get from, if you follow Cypherdyne on Facebook, they posted that as a free download. I think it's a link off to Reverb Nation, so if you follow Cypherdyne on either Facebook or Reverb Nation, you can go and get that track yourself. Worthy of note, Cypherdyne, I'm looking forward to seeing them, actually, and it looks like I'm going to get a couple of opportunities. It looks like they're supporting the Gothicals at Sheffield Corporation in a few weeks' time, and they're also lined up for Deviate Fest. So after a while of them not quite landing anywhere near enough me to go and see them, they're happening over in York and Sheffield in the next month or so, which is, like, top stuff. What else did we have that? We had, before that was a band called Radioactivists, which I'd never heard of before, but doing a little bit of reading up, they are a kind of a super band. They involve Daniel Meyer of Hojob, and he's worked on Covenant and people like that. Frank Spinnerth are doing the vocals, and I think most people will instantly recognise his vocal. He's got such a unique voice, and it's top quality as well. But yes, from Seabound, Ghost and Riot, Edge of Dawn, he's definitely got a top quality voice out there in this particular world of things. And apparently Christian Wessenberg from Rottersand is involved in the production, so it's kind of this little mini supergroup, and that is the first track by them that I grabbed off the Dependence 2012 compilation, which is a compilation of tracks on the Dependent, or from artists on the Dependent label, and is usually a good idea, a good way of getting to hear what's coming out on the Dependence label and what kind of artists they've got, if they've got new artists. And that is probably well worth watching if Radioactivists carry on producing stuff or whether it's just a one-off collaboration, I have no idea. And before that, we had Continues with Flatback from the... I grabbed that off the Kinetic Festival 4 CD, so last year's Kinetic Festival. And I'm probably going to be following them a little bit. There's something kind of grabbing me about that band. Well worth keeping listening to, even though it's not a kind of, you know, kicking the guts kind of thing. It's a, that's pretty good kind of thing. So I'll be checking those out, and you might be hearing some of them in future shows. I think I played them on the last couple of shows, so that's a good indication that I'm quite liking them at the moment. Right, I think it's probably time to carry on with some tunes, but make it a little bit more noisy now. What have I got lined up for you? This is a remix album I've been very excited about for the last couple of weeks since I got hold of it. It's the Be By Enemy. This is not the New Wave. It's the remix album of This Is The New Wave, and it's very, very good indeed. So you're probably going to hear a lot of tracks off this CD from me over the next few shows. This is All American Psycho Entitled.
Another one bites the dust. bites the dust. We'll be right back.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and that was the absolutely fantastic Rammstein with Links 234. And before that, we had the equally good and shouty, but slightly more up to date, Be My Enemy with All American Psycho End Titles from This Is Not the New Wave, the This Is the New Wave remix album, which is absolutely stonking and currently rating up there in my albums of the year, even though we're not even halfway through the year. So that's how good that album is. Well worth getting your hands on. Right, now time to, well, run down a bit of news and gig information, I think. One big thing I mentioned earlier, Cypherdyne added up the Deviate Fest lineup. Whilst I was noodling around the Deviate Fest website, I noticed that almost all the bands have been announced now. There's, I think, one gap looking for a slot to be announced, so it's pretty much there. And I think last time I mentioned it, the tickets were on a special early bird discount price of about £55, where they've now given the discount has disappeared and it's back up to the regular price of £60 for the four-day weekend. I think that's actually quite a bargain for a four-day festival with multiple sites. It's going to be interesting legging it round York again, trying not to miss bands and things like that. But well worth noting is the Psychedelic Furs have been added up, announced on the lineup to headline one of the days, I think at the Duchess. So that's going to look very good, I think, for certainly for any of the Psychedelic Furs fans out there. Well worth getting along to that. I don't believe they've played much anywhere else, so well worth checking out. Not sure who else is going to be announced. I don't, really don't know what might be on the organisers' minds, so going to keep an eye on that. I'll give you a full rundown a few weeks before, once we know the exact full lineup and exactly who's playing. But we've got a very good idea, and it's looking like a very good lineup again, once again. So let's see how that goes. Other news is Assemblage 23, the forthcoming album Bruise, is available to stream, or the samples, like 1.5 minute samples of every track available to stream. So if you go to assemblage23.com, you can have a listen to bits of all of the tracks off that. From that, it's available to pre-order now as well, and it's due out on the 8th of June, so less than a month away. So if you're a fan of Assemblage 23, it's probably well worth getting over there and pre-ordering. You never know, you might get stuff sent out slightly early. Sometimes people do that, and it's very nice when it happens. And also, I discovered VNV Nation have released a free download of a remix EP, including remixes by Daniel Meyer, Rotosand, Reaper, people like that. So it's not, you know, a bunch of unknowns. It's a bunch of big people in the kind of gothy industrial scene have been remixing VNV Nation tracks off their latest album. These are available to download for free from soundcloud.com/VNVNation. So if you're after some VNV Nation remixes, that's out there for free, legal free downloads. I might have one of them in my box, so I might be playing one of them later in the show. Let's see how things go and how much time I have. But it's also well worth running down the gigs, clubs and things, events going on in the local area. And we have coming up this Saturday the 19th of May, is the Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union. This is the Wendy House's 14th birthday. Can you believe it's been going that long? I think I was there at his 10th birthday party. I think I was there at his 5th birthday party. So I have been getting there a while. But yes, Wendy House, it's got the main room, which is kind of goth, rock, cheese, alternative, bit of everything goes on in that main room. Sometimes it gets quite silly music-wise. And in the smaller room, it's the Mutate room, which is more electronic and hard dancey type stuff. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. I believe it's £5 on the door, and all your information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, on the following Saturday, on Saturday the 26th of May, we have Kicking the I2. This is the night of, I believe it's 80s goth, at the Library Pub in Leeds, run by the people who run Flock. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, and it's £4 before midnight. And I found all the information about that from a Facebook event. So I go on Facebook and search for Kick in the Eye. Also, following that, the following Saturday is Flock. Yeah, Saturday the 2nd of June, Flock Live at the Library Pub in Leeds. It has a kind of interesting live lineup. It's got Incubus Succubus supporting Incubus Succubus. So their first set is going to be fully acoustic set, so you get to hear them doing all their tracks in acoustic style. Apparently it's pretty rare, and they're going to follow it with a full electric set, so you get the normal stuff as well, which is, oh well, it's different. Certainly it's not something I've really heard of. I don't know how that's going to go down, but it'll be interesting to find out. So the band section is 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. I believe the first iteration of that band starts at about 7:30, and tickets are £6 in advance, so probably slightly more on the door. And then it's a Flock Club night from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, which is £4 before midnight. And if you've been in for the bands, you get into the club night for free as usual. So yeah, I haven't found much else going on. There's a couple of other gigs happening in a few weeks' time, but I'll tell you that about them on like the next show in a couple of weeks' time. Everything else is kind of stacking up for June and July. There's a few interesting things coming along. There's Deviate Fest, Gothicals playing Sheffield. Deviate Fest, Gothicals. Garbage are playing. Garbage, admittedly, not anywhere near here. The closest I think they're playing is Manchester, but they're playing at the start of July. So I'm getting quite excited about Garbage. I've only just picked up their latest album, I'm listening through that. So I haven't had a proper listen through that yet. I'll report back, and you may hear some stuff from the latest Garbage album or in the next show in a couple of weeks' time. All right, I think that's enough nattering from me. It's time to switch to one of the bands I've just mentioned, Gothicals. They're going to play Sheffield Corporation. And how about I play My Guy Died from their latest album, Industrial Lights and Magic.
Some trolls! dance and the beat goes on.
VNV Nation with Tomorrow. Tomorrow Never Comes. That's the Reaper remix, which, like I mentioned earlier in the show, is available for a free download from SoundCloud.com/VNV Nation, along with about three or four other remixes of the latest VNV Nation tunes. If you're a fan, well worth getting hold of. Before that, we had Akratung with Violent Pale. That was from the Dependence 2012 compilation. Well worth getting your hands on. I'm still listening through that. And before that, the fantastically fun and geeky Gothicals with My Guy Died, Level 12 Human Sorcerer, from their latest album, Industrial Lights and Magic. And I'm very excited to see those guys coming over this side of the sea again. And we'll be playing Sheffield soon. More details about that in the next show in a fortnight's time. Yeah. Right, I think I'm going to continue now because I'm not quite sure how I'm going to fit all the tracks I've got lined up in the rest of the show. So this is a fairly old track, but one I had a lot of fun playing recently. This is Assemblage 23 with Let Me Be Your Armor. Well, you have been listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM, and that's all I really have time for tonight, apart from one last track. That was, Assembly 23 with me, Let Me Be Your Armour. This has been Nige bringing you Dark Assimilation, and I'm going to leave you tonight with an old track, but one I haven't heard in quite a while, Nine Inch Nails, The Fragile, from the album The Fragile. And I hope you have a good fortnight, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time. Good night. We'll be right back.